Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day so far. Go to my website, Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. That's Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Every single social media. I absolutely despise social media. I used to live for it. And the only reason that I'm even on social media now is because of what I do. Just being able to just promote this stuff that I've got going on. Because I need to. For the most part, it's a waste of goddamn time. Like, we seriously could be having way greater relationships and friendships with people in real life. IRL. I finally figured out what IRL means in real life. But I got to do what I got to do. So, yes, go to Tuttle.net to find out all the things that you need to find out about me. So, last night, I got God again. I got God again. This has been happening to me a lot lately. And I don't want anybody to think I'm turning into a woman hater or a chauvinistic masculinity type dude. No, I mean, I love women. I think women are like some of the greatest gifts that if I believed in God, God gave us. But what I'm trying to say is like just the complete, absolute, just disrespect that I get like on a nonstop basis. And I'm not saying all women. But, like, you know, the nurse chick that I've been hanging out with, yeah, we were supposed to hang out last night. She loves to do this no call, no show on me. Like, I did not even call her yesterday. I didn't even call her yesterday. Did not even reach out. She was the one that reached out to me to see how I was doing, wanted to see how my Father's Day was, which it was pretty shitty. It was really shitty. But it was nice of her to call and talk to me. But then she's like, hey, you know, do you want to come hang out? And she had some other guy. I don't even know who the fuck he is. But wanted, you know, me to meet somebody, to hang out. He's going through a hard time. All this good stuff. She loves, like, taking on charity cases, people. And I guess I must be one of those charity cases. So now me saying that out loud, I guess that I kind of am a charity case. Because she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, no, nah, don't worry about it. I don't want to be a third wheel. No. Come out. No, I don't want to be. No, please come out. Okay, call me when you're ready. I'll be ready to go. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then at 9:30, like, I text. I'll be like, yo, so what's up with these plans that we had? Here, I'll even read exactly what I wrote. So at 9:27, I just wrote, so did the plans fall through? Just was curious, no biggie, but just didn't hear anything. And then after I wrote that, you know what? I was kind of like, you know what? I'm done like letting people just get away with the complete just disrespect. Like, I'm not even asking for much. Hell, I'm not even asking for respect. I'm asking for just common fucking decency. Or courteous, just being courteous. And then I write back, I said, sorry, I take that back. It kind of is a big deal. Why am I the one that always apologizes or give people excuses? I could have sworn you said that you'd let me know something. Now, I wrote that first text at 9:27, and then, like, you know how you can see, because she has an iPhone as well, too. It says, read. And then I wrote some other stuff and then, you know what, she just ignored it. Like, seriously, after we hung out the other night, when I took you to work, I said I wasn't going to reach out do you unless you did. Not that I wanted to do that. I was just tired of being hurt because this is not the first time that stuff like this has happened. But no, it always gets turned around on me. It gets turned around on me as, oh, it's just my fault. I'm being too sensitive. I need to man the fuck up. Nah, you know what? I'm tired of that bullshit now. Like, I got to start standing up for myself. Like, I'm not going to be a dick. I'm not going to be changing my ways or whatever. But at this point, I got to stop giving people excuses. Not giving them, like, I'm basically giving them a way out. I'm basically like, ah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Most likely my fault. See, a lot of you guys think that I love confrontation, but in all reality, I kind of fucking hate it. I just deal with it. You know, it makes me uncomfortable as hell, but guess what I do? I actually, you know what? I kind of do like it because it makes me feel something. It makes me feel just alive. I've told people this. And I know this is going to sound stupid. And I know that it will. Like, I'm not a tough guy. I'm not, like, a fighter. I've never claimed to be some badass. But now that I've been working out and getting in shape and doing this stuff, right, after Dad passed away, I just wanted to get into a fight. I wanted to get into a fight. I did not want to. Look, I'm not saying I would win. I'm not saying I would lose. Like, I either want to win or I want to get the shit just kicked out of me. Like, I want to have the absolute shit kicked out of me. Like, to the point of where I'm almost put into a coma. Like, and I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm being suicidal, but, like, I just want to feel something. I just want to, I'll give you a prime example. Even though I've had my differences with Dakota and Nicole, the two lesbians that are living on the street, I know for a fact that if I asked them to do something or they said they were going to do something, guess what they've done every single time? They fucking did it. They have done it. And these are two people that live out on the street, like fucking picking out of fucking garbage bins and doing stuff like that. And guess what? I trust them more than I trust some of the women that I've gone out on dates with. I trust them more, and I'm not even getting pussy from them because they're lesbians. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't understand. Like, do women just look at me as a easy pickings or a sucker because I let them fucking get away with bullshit? I think it is. I let them walk all over me. I settle. I give in. I give in and I do too much. I do too much, too fast, and women see that as weakness, which is really, really fucking sad state of affairs when it comes to dating here in the United States. And we wonder why marriages are not lasting at all. We don't understand why kids are being grown up to be fucking raised as broken kids, as broken people, because they've gone through traumatic experiences. So yeah, I'm kind of done with it, and I can't wait to hear what the bullshit excuse is going to be like now. Or and that's the other thing that people love to do to me too, because they know that I've had my mental health issues. And I'm not saying this is just the nurse. Like people will try to play it off like, oh, it's Tuttle crazy. It's Tuttle okay? Oh my God, is Tuttle hearing voices? Is Tuttle like revising history? Is Tuttle having an attack of the Mandela effect? No, I'm not. I know what I heard. I know what I saw. And I know that we had plans. And the one thing that I hate more than anything is for somebody to no call, no show. Because, like, if you would have called me, I would have been understanding. I would have been like, all right, cool, sorry, all right, sorry about your luck, sorry this happened. Even though, like, it could be bullshit what you're telling me, at least you called me. At least you called. But when you don't call and you don't, no call, no show is, like, in my book, the most goddamn motherfucking disrespectful shit that you can do to somebody. And that's just me being honest, and I'm sorry. This is not the manly women hating club. No, this is just me being real and honest. I'm not generalizing all women. Oh, this goddamn woodpecker is back. I'm in here recording in the studio. By the way, Vulture is building, is in the works. I already got an architect to build in a studio for me. But I'm sitting out here recording in the studio, and this goddamn woodpecker is like, you know, woodpeckers, they drill holes in the wood just to be able to find insects and stuff. And this guy has just been beaten away at this telephone pole. It's not a metal telephone pole, by the way. It is straight up wood. But I just don't understand, like, there's not going to be any insects in that wood, buddy. I mean, it's pretty much treated. I don't think any insects can even live in it. But yeah, this woodpecker, he is just fascinated with this goddamn telephone pole, and he can't find a place to be able to drill. Like, I've yet seen him, like, maybe he has, and I just haven't been around, but, like, he's just been checking it out. Like, he's looking for the best spot to start a hole. Oh, he just hit it. He just hit it. I just saw him hit it with his head. Well, not his head, but it's, like, little pointy beak or whatever. They must have a strong-ass beak, too, to be able to, like, drill into, like, not drill in, but to just chip away at wood the way that it is. Man, woodpeckers are just very, very fascinating. And I know, like, from meeting all these astrology bitches, these astrological women, that, like, these birds, like, I took a picture and sent it to my friend Addie, and she was like, oh, turkey, you know, means such and such. And I've heard, like, there's supposed to be, like, some symbolism to when it comes to woodpeckers and stuff. And, yeah, now he went on the other side of the wood. All right, I digress on the woodpecker. Gonna take a quick break, and I know I'm early with the break, but I got a great interview with Basha coming up after the break that you are not gonna want to miss. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model BT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I got a great interview lined up. I love speaking to people that have that fire, that have that hustle, people that are entrepreneurs trying to make something in the world that we're living in right now. Back in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, during the pandemic, I ended up starting a podcast after 22 years of radio, terrestrial radio broadcasting experience. My next guest, Basha, that I have on. Basha, are you there?
Yes, I am, Tuttle. What's happening?
Doing wonderful. Now, Basha, tell me a little bit about your deal, what you've got going on, what you are working on right now at the moment.
Right now at the moment, I've just started an adult. I've been told it's an adult fun entertainment company. We're called Go to Prove Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning of 2020, you know, early COVID, I was at a brewery and I was doing events in a tap room. And the takeover started when I had the idea of, okay, let's just create events every day of the week so that people can have entertainment while they're drinking their beer. They'll participate and it'll be great.
Now, Basha, let me ask you, though, where are you calling from? Like, if I had to guess, Northeast, right?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, Norfolk, Virginia. Okay, so you're all on the East Coast. Now, is the craft beer, like, is the beer scene, like, big in Virginia area?
Yes, it's actually big, like, worldwide. Like, the craft beer boom just came out of nowhere. I don't know why people all of a sudden want to be beer connoisseurs, but they are. And I cannot remember what it's called when you're not the sommelier. It's a word for when it's called beer. There's a different name.
You would absolutely love doing events like in the Central Florida area. In the Central Florida area, it absolutely exploded with the craft beer events, these small little like hole in the wall bars that do other things. It's amazing how much that this has exploded.
Yeah. I mean, we went from just off the top of my head, we probably have over 175 events that we could do for you. If you want us to come to your space and we could tell you what you could do in your space, I pretty much will do it all. Like I have a 20-year history background in events, just normal events. So throw that on top of here and I'm ready for fun.
Now, like, do you have to like structure events to the type of area? Like, do you have to get creative? Like,
yes.
I mean, because like when you go from community to community, like, I mean, there might be a different type of customer that's into a different type of thing. Do you have to go out and do some marketing research, trying to figure out like what would best fit an establishment?
What we normally do is do a couple dry runs and just pop up on days where nothing's really going on, like, or they'll have another event. So we can see the kind of crowd that they already have.
Mm-hmm.
But also me being able to DJ, I can DJ to a various groups of people. So I can read a room and say, okay, this is what I'm going to play for this crowd of people.
How do you do that though? Like do you go by age? Do you go by like just,
age,
I don't know, like class, like, I mean, age, class, race, like, I mean, listen, this is the way that I look at it. Like I grew up in the 90s and I think that the 90s was some of the best music out there across all genres. I mean, even country music back in the day. And I know that you might not be a country music fan, but I thought country music was the shit back in the 90s. And then you had the alternative rock scene. Then the hip hop artists. You had hip hop artists that were actually talking about things. They had a purpose about some of the things that they were speaking about and stuff. Could you imagine, like, if we would have had like some groups like NWA or like, you know, just any of those type of people with everything that we went through just last year with the Black Lives Matter stuff? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. No, but I mean, I thought the 90s music, like, I mean, that's a big genre, because a lot of people don't realize this, is that the people in the 90s are the people that are in their 40s right now, the people that are spending money at places.
Yeah. And that's the crowd that we cater to. That's the crowd that mostly comes out to our events. So when I put on Foo Fighters, it's not, you know, the Z's out here jumping around.
It's the Gen Xers.
Yeah, that are getting down to it. Like, they're like, okay, can you play some 311? Definitely.
It's funny that you're right. 311 just showed up on my playlist the other day. Like, Like it's crazy, but like 90s was such a big eclectic mixture of just all types of music, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I seem to be listening to lately. And I just keep going through, like, I have Tidal and I listen to it, and Tidal recommends things, of course, like Spotify or any other streaming service. But if it's like they know exactly what I want, because then they pulled up like 20 90s top playlists.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you like when you hit on a song where like everybody is like into it and stuff, like do you like keep notes about stuff like that? Like, all right, yeah, this one, like, you know, got people going.
So little secret, Tuttle, little secret, TD, yeah. I'm gonna drop it on you. Uh-huh. There is a thing called white people crunk music.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, I mean, well, see, growing up in Florida, we had the Miami, South Florida, like hip hop party music back in the day, like, and white people love that shit in Florida. Yeah. Like hip hop was so regional, like back in the day, like you had the Miami Sound stuff, like you had the 69 Boys, you had Two Live Crew, 95 South.
I had somebody's mother come up to me and say, can you play? Can I curse on this or no? I cannot.
Yeah,
curse.
No, you can say whatever the fuck you want to.
She was
yeah.
with her children and she was like, excuse me, DJ Show Improved, can you play Pop That Pussy? And I'm like, what? And I was like, hell yeah, I can play that. If that's what you want to hear, I'm going to play it for you. She was like, thank you, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, though? And I don't mean to get like way off track and everything, but like, you know, 2 Live Crew does not get enough recognition for what they did for the First Amendment, you know, like, because a lot of people don't realize that they were one of the first like hip hop art or just artists in general that had that parental advisory sticker on their fucking.
They are censorship. Yeah.
No, it is, though. But they did so much. And you want to know what I loved was, you know, a lot of people don't know this, is that that song Fuck Martinez that they did. Remember? Fuck Martinez. Fuck Martinez. Yes. You remember that one?
Yes.
That was actually the state attorney in the state of Florida at the time. Like not only were they kind of like, you know what? All right. If you guys are going to try to censor us, we're going to do a song that just says Fuck Martinez. And then we're going to be like, Martinez's wife, she sucks a good dick, you know, like, I know I'm being dead serious. Like, I mean, that took a lot of balls back in the day, in my opinion.
Yeah. And nowadays, everybody's pretty much don't say this, don't do that. You don't want to offend somebody. You don't want to hurt anybody. And I'm like, you're an adult. You're big. Put on your big boy boots and let's go handle this business. Let's do whatever the fuck we need to do to get it done.
Exactly. I mean, that's all right. So, you know, like, all right. So this is the way that I've always felt about it is like, I, you know, because I mean, you work in entertainment and I work in entertainment stuff. Like the last thing we want to do is to be able to told what we can or cannot do on how to express ourselves. Like, you know, growing up in the South, like I don't give a damn about what people do in their private lives. I am pro homosexual. I'm pro like LGBTQT. Like, you know, growing up in Orlando, we have a big, like, I really, really don't care. You would think me growing up in the South, you know, you'd be like, oh man, you got to watch out for him. He's a good old boy or whatever, you know, but no, it's like, that shit does not bother me anymore. It's just like, let us be who we are. We are all adults. We should be able to do what we want to do with some limitations. I mean, you got to have limitations.
You got to be responsible about it. Be a responsible adult.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had any problems with like a place that you've done an event for where they were like, yeah, you know, you kind of went a little too far, or we didn't like what you were doing, or they were just kind of mad at what you brought to the table?
No, because everybody always ends up having a good time. I did have a guy who wanted to put his hands on me.
Oh, you can't do that shit.
He wanted to put his hands on me, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We're in a fucking pandemic. But he was so trash. He was like, oh, come here, girl. I was like, put your hands on me again, and I'm going to punch you in your fucking neck. And yeah. He was like, damn, you serious? Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. You know, and also being a woman, you know, trying to create a business and stuff and do stuff, like, you know, some people try to take advantage of the of you, like maybe like, you know, oh, this is a woman, she's doing her business, I might be able to fucking step up to her or might be able to intimidate her. I mean, it's kind of got to be a little more difficult as a female trying to start a business and stuff, you know.
That brings me to a very, very good point. The guy that I work alongside, I call him Mr. Minner. When we had our first, when we started our first, what was that? Our first interview, like our first meeting with one of the breweries that we wanted to get. I was like, Mr. Minner, I really want them. Whatever we got to do to get them. He was like, don't worry about you. We got this. Now, Tuttle, I love everybody. I love him to death. I took him along for two reasons. And these are the top two reasons. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, he's a white man.
Yeah.
Two, he's a white man.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see where you're coming from, because like it is a sad fact that you would need to go that route to be like, all right, I need this white dude for people to be able to take me a little bit seriously or to be able to get my foot in the door, which is a sad state of affairs, in my opinion.
It is. It's horrendous. But I mean, he knows that. And we already talked about it. And he knows it for sure. Because number one, I'm a brown skinned woman. Number two, I am a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, like, what else is there? You know, it's just me. I'm me all day is how I describe myself. So no matter what you see, that's not the person I am. So don't judge me. Like when I go into a room and then I put on some Ozzy and people are looking at me like, why is she singing Crazy Train? I'm just like, because it's a fucking great song.
Yes, music. Music is music. I think is the one thing that brings people together. Like, it does, though. Music does. Here, I'll give an example. You know, like here, I'll give you an example. Okay, you know what pisses me off? One of the things that, like, I see on YouTube all the time is these people that do these reaction videos. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they'll listen to a hip hop group and like they'll act like they've never ever like listened to it before or anything like that, and you're getting their first reaction. Okay. You know the videos I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you got these like real true hip hop guys that like they claim that they know hip hop. And like, some of my favorite videos that they review is the Beastie Boys and stuff. And I'm like, how the fuck are you? How can you consider yourself a true hip hop fan? And you're telling me that you've never, ever listened to the Beastie Boys before? Like, I just, like, I don't get that shit.
It's impossible. I dropped Girls one night and the dude got up and he was like, yo, like going crazy. You can hear him over everything. Like, he was so hyped. He was like, she's playing fucking Girls. I was like, yes, dude. Like, it's a great song. Calm down, sir.
But have you noticed though, like, you know, because I've been listening to a lot of their stuff, and I know that we're getting off on basis, but we'll get back to your thing. But I really want to get your opinion on things, because there are a couple of things I've talked about. Now, have you noticed how when the Beastie Boys first started, they were very misogynistic? It was very party-ish type. But as they got older, they started delivering like a message. You know, they started becoming more positive.
It's the same. It's pretty much the same with any artist. It's their growth. What you're seeing is their growth. Like, they went from the Beastie Boys, you know, just out. We got a five far rights to, you know, kind of more out crazy, you know, experimental hip hop with Intergalactic.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the last album was completely.
Well, they did To the Five Boroughs and then Let's Make Some Noise or whatever was one of the ones that they did. But that To the Five Boroughs one was like real positive, because that was right after 9/11. And that whole album was kind of like, you know, their love letter to New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, you know, like you look at a guy like, all right, now I know this is going to probably get a lot of people pissed off, but I think Kanye went the complete opposite. Like Kanye started out rapping about positive shit and then it just turned into I'm going to fucking be the stereotypical rapper that you see now.
Yeah. Kanye did a whole like. I know people are going to hate me for it and I really don't care. I don't give a shit. Kanye is a fucking genius. No matter
he's great.
How you slice it, he's a fucking genius. Like, he's totally in another playing level. So you want him to be the bad guy? Oh, I'm going to be your fucking bad guy. That's the place that he's in now.
Oh, he's like a wrestler. He's like a professional wrestler. Like, he is playing the heel right now. He's kind of like, you know what? Fuck y'all, guys. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to start my own fashion line that, you know, makes people look like they're fucking homeless and shit. And I'm going to fucking sell $500 Yeezys and shit. And y'all are going to fucking eat that shit up like it's nothing.
Correct. That is correct.
That's just the way that I feel. Now, if people want to hire you for an event around the area, like how can they get a hold of you? Like, do you have a website stuff that people can go and check out?
You can check out some of my samples. You can check out, you know, pictures, ask me questions. The website is showtoprove.com. That's S-H-O, the number 2, P-R-O-O-V as in Victor, at gmail.com. I mean, I did it again, .com. I own it. That's it. Showtoprove.com.
Now, one of the things now you talked about, you know, you said that you are a lesbian woman and now are you like, how do you think things have gotten better in the country? Because you got to realize here in Orlando, where I grew up, we had the Pulse nightclub shooting massacre and stuff. And we just I hate to say celebrate, but we memorialized the 5th anniversary of that happening. And you know, I don't think people realize the gay community that we have in the Orlando area is just so strong. And I think, yeah, it was a horrible thing that ended up happening. But I really do think that it brought the community together even more.
I feel like that's kind of a cop out. Because people shouldn't have to lose their lives for a community to come together.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But this guy want. I agree with you 100%. Like, I've always done this. Listen, my dad growing up, my dad coached a baseball team with me all through the years. And there was this guy that saw me and my dad was coaching me because I played college baseball as well, too. And this guy, you know, he wanted to create a woman's baseball league. And my dad, he was like, hey, do you want to coach the team? And I got to tell you, like, that was the first time, like, you know, growing up in the South, you know, you would think, you know, my dad would not be accepting of that type of stuff. But I would say about 80% of the team were lesbian women. And they were and my dad, it opened up my dad's eyes, made him more accepting and stuff. And I thought that it was a great thing.
That is. I mean, my wife and I have been married for 12 years. I've been with my wife for this will be 16 years this year. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, question mark. it's
no, I mean, there's no question mark. Like
no,
I look
for me, I'm accepting it because everybody has marriage jokes. So that was kind of mine. Like, thank you that I'm married.
I mean, congratulations. Like, you know, like I'm all supportive, you know, like one of the big things here in the state of Florida was gay couples adopting and stuff. Yeah. And I've always been like, why the fuck not, though? Like, I you know. Correct. I would think that gay parents would be some of the greatest parents in the world because they got their shit together a lot more than heterosexual couples, in my opinion. If I'm just being real.
We just had that conversation this morning. I was like, so you're telling me a couple who decides that they want to raise a child together and makes plans to have that child goes through all these hoops like, okay, well, my brother will donate and okay, you're going to carry the baby for us, and so it can still have my DNA. You mean to tell me that you wouldn't let a parent like that adopt a child? But no. Oh, let's let Joe Schmo over here adopt two kids and molest them.
No, no, yeah, exact. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the white trash motherfuckers down here in Florida, they're all about like, I ain't wearing no condoms because it just feels so good not to have sex with condoms on. And then they end up having a kid, like they're like, all right, what are we going to do? We going to have an abortion, or are we going to raise this kid and we're just going to live off the, you know, the government and all this good stuff? No, I mean, that's what white trash down in Florida does, in my opinion.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
I didn't mean, listen, I said that as a white man, I called those motherfuckers white trash. So that's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. So please, hopefully I didn't catch you off guard by saying that. I'm saying as a white man, I'm calling them white trash ass motherfuckers.
You cannot catch me off guard. It's pretty hard to do.
Now, one of the, I talked about this on today's podcast because this show will be on for tomorrow. I want to get your opinion on this before we go. And then I want to promote the business one more time. How do you feel about transgender men, making the switch to become women competing in women's sports? I want to get your opinion on that, because I played a story. Our governor here in the state of Florida passed the law where that men that have transferred to women or that are transgender are not allowed to compete in female athletics. Okay, and now I'll give you my opinion. I think that women have been fighting for so long to have equal rights, to be able to vote, to be able to go out in the workplace, to be CEOs, to be business owners of their own. And are we willing to throw away women's rights for men that are transgender switching to women to compete in women's sports? I hope that this is not a question that offends you or anything like that, but I just wanted to get your true opinion on it.
It doesn't offend me. I'm still kind of on the line, like, well, maybe some sports, but maybe not other sports, because women boxing, to put a woman in the ring with a transgendered woman, that would be kind of difficult to watch.
Well, the one that I was talking about was weightlifting. There's that is transgender.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't care. Weightlifting all the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like a man that is trans, you know, like, and I'm not trying to be misogynistic or anything like that, but like 9 times out of 10, there are women that are stronger than me. But what I'm saying, though, is for the most part, men are stronger than women. I think so.
It's 100% weight, but weightlifting. Go ahead.
I just don't think it's fair. And I really do think it's like, are we willing to throw away everything that women have fought for to get equal rights just for a man that, you know, like I said, I'm all in support of transgender rights.
Listen, this is where it gets confusing and conflicting, because even though we have fought for women's rights and been through everything with women, this person believes that their sexual nature has been introduced wrong their whole life. So if they feel as though
I get that.
So if they feel as though they need to be a woman and that is what they want to do, that's not stepping on rights. That's helping them.
Yes. But what about females that could be missing out on collegiate scholarships and stuff from a man that is transgender? Is that right for a woman to lose a scholarship or a spot on the Olympic team because of a man that feels like they're a woman trapped in a man's body?
See, now you keep saying Because should a woman lose a spot to a man when that's not what I, that's not that's what I'm saying? It would be a woman losing a spot to another woman.
Okay, I mean, I can see your point on that, and I just wanted to get your true opinions on that. See, because I tell people one of my favorite things about doing radio, you know, most radio hosts they always have to be right. No, I tell people my favorite thing is to have my opinion change. And I think if more Americans were like that, the world would be a better place.
A much better place. But I mean, that's part of the mentality, too. Like, you have to understand this person does not identify with what's between their legs. To them, that's heartbreaking.
Okay.
Because they feel like another person.
But can we agree, though? Okay. All right. Here. And now I know this is going to be a little offensive. And this is just me trying to be funny and shock jocking, though. Okay. What I mean by shock jocking, you know, kind of like trying to be shocking on purpose. Okay.
Can you stop mansplaining things to me, Tyler? Can you do
that? I love you, Basha, because you fucking give it back to me. And I got to, if I'm just being honest, I want to start having you on once a month just to talk shit about current events and stuff, if I'm being honest, because I've thoroughly enjoyed this interview, by the way. But what I'm trying to say, and I'm not man explaining or mansplaining, what I'm trying to say is, okay, all right, if you're a man and you want to compete in female sports, then you at least got to get the cock chopped off.
No franks and beans over here when you're living
weight. Like, if you want to compete in women's weightlifting, then the dick and the balls have to come off. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
No. I was just about to say, no tucking. I'm with you, Tuttle.
Yeah,
I'm
no tucking. Listen, I've tucked before. I've done the mangina thing before, kind of like from the movie Silence of the Lambs. You remember Buffalo Bill? Where he's dancing in front of the mirror and he's like, he's like, I'd fuck me. Well, Basha, I hope that I didn't offend you, and I hope that that we can have a, because if I'm being honest, like, I want to have you come on and just start like mixing it up with me, because I got to tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed this interview because I can be real with you, you know, like, and that is refreshing.
Yeah. Oh, you are the third person who said that to me. The guy who we just signed the contract with at the brewery was like, Basha, your emails were the best emails because you cared about me. You were real. You were genuine. Like, nah, fuck that. This ain't that. You know, you were just natural. And my signature for my email is be the reason for someone's smile today. He was like, girl, every damn day you made me smile when I read your email.
Well, Basha, if you ever come down to the Orlando area and you want to do an event down here, or like somebody wants to hire you for an event, I am down to promote the fuck out of it for you if you ever come down here to do any interviews or to do any events.
If I come down, I want you there when I do it. I want you to
Dude, I will be there in a heartbeat. Like, I want a party. Even though I'm sober now, I don't drink anymore because I was an extreme alcoholic. I still know how to have fun, though.
Okay. I'm with it.
All right, Basha, tell people once again how they can check out your stuff, how they can find you, any of the social media, website, whatever it may be. The floor is yours, my friend.
All right. You can reach me. Again, the website is showtoprove.com. S-H-O, the number 2. D as in Paul, R as in Robert, O as in Orange, D as in Victor.com. Take Show to Prove and put it on Instagram and you'll find me. Take Show to Prove and put it on Facebook and you'll find me. Google Show to Prove. I am Google verified. So this is not a hobby. I am committing to this.
All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna find you. Actually, you know what? It might be easier. Follow me on my stuff. Just do Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E, and I'll follow you back, and I'll promote the hell out of your stuff for you. So,
thank you, sir.
All right, Basha, this was a pleasure to speak with you. And I'm going to have my producer keep in touch with you, because like the next time I have you on, like I want to I'm going to come up with some news stories, topics, stuff like that, just for you to be able to come on and just bullshit about. OK,
I love it. I'm with it.
All right, Basha, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you're and stay safe. OK,
you too, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. When you're there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content. I wanted to hit this story real quick before I went, and it's really, really interesting. Now, looking back on it, I kind of agree with this, but could a bad marriage kill you? Unsatisfactory relationships are as bad for you as smoking, say scientists. Okay, this is a little interesting. If you are stuck in a dissatisfying marriage, alarming new research from Israel suggests you should get a marriage therapy or risk being put into an early grave. Exploring extensive health data going back more than 30 years, a team from Tel Aviv University tracked deaths and causes of deaths of more than 10,000 Israeli men. See, you would think that the Israeli men would have their bitches in check. I know I should not call women like bitches and stuff, but, you know, they should have their women in check. Being unhappy when or with your marriage or even perceiving your marriage as bad made the men more likely to die from cerebrovascular CVA conditions such as stroke or blocked arteries at the same time as smoking, at the same rate of smoking and lack of physical activity. Those men who felt their marriage was unhappy were 69.2% more likely to die from a stroke than those who were happy in their marriage, authors found. Now, okay, like, I could see this. I could easily see this because, look, we've all been there, guys. Like, when you first get into a relationship, you first get into a marriage, you guys just, you know what, us as men alone, we feel like, oh, fuck this. We got to win. We have to win. We have to win. We have to win. No, 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 guys, that is your fatal flaw. That is your fatal error. Let them think that they won. Like, dude, like, just, you know what I mean. When you just hear the term, let them think that they won, you'll get it. It's self-explanatory. Because the quicker that you get done with the argument, yes, I know that you're not getting things solved, but you're not having a woman just bicker. Women, you guys, look, once again, I'm not trying to be a woman hater or anything, but I mean, men are horrible at relationships as well too, but women just know how to get under guys' skin. You guys love to be able to do that. You love to get the last word in, even when we make you think that you won and we give you the last word, you still keep giving us the last word and you just won't stop. So, yes, I can understand why this is giving guys grabbers. And by grabbers means when, you know, you're grabbing your chest like Homer Simpson because your heart is about to jump out of your chest, because your chick will not stop bitching at you. It's just the way it is. And you want to know why? I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say that. When considering all cases of premature death among the men, the rate of death was 19% higher in men who said their marriage was unsatisfactory. Study authors say health authorities should promote marriage therapy as a way to improve men's health and help them live longer. What about just leaving? Like, seriously. Do you realize how extra long I stayed in my marriage when I should have already seen the signs? I should have already seen, like, the writing on the wall that this was not going to end well. It was not going to end well at all. And I kept going on and on and on because I didn't want to be a disappointment. I saw the way that my parents were. They had a long, long marriage. Parents were almost married for 50 fucking years before dad passed away. And I think people do that. People stay in bad relationships just to try to work it out because they hate failure. They hate failure. But sometimes you do. Like, the best thing you can do is just throw your hands up in the air and walk away. Or just get, because that's where marriage is in, is when both people stop fighting for the marriage. As long as there's still one person fighting for the marriage, then there's hope. Then there's hope. But when both people at the same time give up, yeah, it's done for. It is done for, and you should just do each other a favor. It'll save you a lot of time and money. It will save you a lot of resentment for each other. Just get out. Get out. It's also not good if you got kids. Like, a lot of people say, oh, divorce is bad. You know what? I really don't think it is. Because you guys are grown-ass adults, and you should be able to, like, work things out. Not romantically or relationship-wise, but you should be able to be adults, be able to take care of a kid, both show them the same type of love. Because the worst thing in the world is a parent that uses the kid against the other person. I mean, you are a complete, absolute, fucking lowest of low scumbag if you do that. I'm just saying. The kid should always be the most important part in a relationship. So, yes, what I'm trying to say is, guys, get out. If you're not happy, if you're arguing, get out. It's not going to get better if you're arguing over the smallest, minute bullshit. It's just not going to happen. Anyways. I know a lot of you guys probably think, oh, Tuttle fucking hates women. No, I'm just being honest. This shit works both ways. These relationships, dating is the worst in this day and age, especially after going through a year of a pandemic and then meeting people online. Yes, it fucking absolutely sucks. And it's just the way that we got to deal with it. So anyways. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show, even though I sound like a bitter old man. Fuck it. I'm starting to become that person. Anyways, guys, hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.